Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Plum Love Foods Live. Serious chef talk. Chef Plum.
I was a pro wrestler and a Laser Quest champion.
Chef Jeff.
People like me a lot.
Chef Dan.
Man, all that hard seltzer, man, got me bench pressing Yorkies.
Chef Rob.
I'm bougie.
The Hulkster.
Brother, I was at Arby's scarfing down a chicken cordon bleu.
Chef Dave.
I don't have AIDS, I have Lyme disease. It's different.
Plum Love Foods Live, every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio, and podcasted everywhere.
I have no idea why people listen to this.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your knees on claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That's right, guys. It's Thursday here in the United States of America. It's Thursday night at 10 o'clock. It's your boy, Chef Plum, Chef Jeffy. Jeffy, what's happening? Wow, I sound like you're underwater there, but we're ready to do this. We got a great show tonight, man. Welcome to Plum Love Foods Live. Listen, I tell you what, it's one of my favorite things on a Thursday night, Jeff, when we get here. The day's over. We can sit down in front of these microphones like a couple of G's, grab a cocktail, and spread the word of the Good Brothers. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah.
I think your mic is terrible right now, Jeffy, because I can't hear anything you're saying.
I know.
It's terrible. It's terrible. We got to turn your volume up. Listen, we're excited, man. We got a great program tonight. And that's what we do. You know, see, on this program, we just, there's no curtain. Like, we just, you see me, like, Jeff, your mic's not good. And he's like, okay. And then he fixes it. It was a great, exciting intro there, though, which kind of fell apart. But that's okay. We got a great show tonight, man. More importantly, our guest, our friend, Vanessa. I'm trying to, I thought you were going to chime in there for me, Jeffy, and say it. No, you can't do it.
Vutushuk.
Yeah, well, she'll correct us. No. I feel terrible about it now. But anyway, she's going to be on the show. She's awesome. She's amazing when it comes to digital content, digital media. She's been all over the place, working in television, in radio, record labels. I think she might have even been a lifeguard at some point in time, which is more than I can say I've done. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, no, she's definitely done more stuff in her lifetime, and she's also really good at it. Like,
wow.
She was social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Reddit. I mean, she's done it all.
No doubt about it. So it should be fun to have that conversation. But more importantly, we got to talk a little bit right now, Jeff. Finally, the three-part special from Random Acts of Cooking. The first part came out yesterday. It's doing very, very well. It's going to do even better, too. I haven't had a lot of time to push it yet, but doing very well with Only Good TV. We went to Newark, New Jersey, St. Benedict's, where we went, and we spent some time with some pretty remarkable young men over there, Jeff.
Absolutely, man. I'm so excited this is finally coming out. I mean, I've been just dying to see it. It's a long time coming. We had a great time over there. The guys at St. Benedict's were cooking for a great reason, honoring the people that had really helped them in their lives, which was just really touching. And I had a great time. I mean, I'm just so excited for everyone to see this.
Yeah, you know, the best part about it was too much to fit into one episode. So the good people at Only Good decided that let's make it a three-part series. And they're basically doing like a random acts of cooking October, where it's a different part of the same episode. Like part two comes out next week, so it's basically a new part every week. Man, it's pretty exciting and pretty cool for them to do that for us.
Yeah, I'm super pumped. The fact that we're getting the 30 minutes because it really needed it. I mean, there was just so much great stuff going on, and the food that those kids helped us put out was phenomenal. I mean, they just did. It was a great job.
And their stories, man, their stories are what really struck me. I think in the very first episode, you see, you know, I'm sitting down with the boys, and they're kind of telling me their stories and where they come from and how they ended up getting there. And that school is amazing. They bring these kids in, underprivileged kids. I mean, kids who would generally be, I mean, I'm not trying to sound bad, dude, but like a statistic, right? They would be a statistic anywhere else. But like here at this school, they are treated a certain way, as everybody is treated, and they're taken care of. And you know, they basically have expectations of these kids. They have responsibilities. If they don't hold up their end of it, dude, they get punished. And they don't get punished by, you know, kicking them out of the school, because that doesn't help anything. I thought it was interesting that they take things away from the kids. One of them was even telling me, I think it was LaRoche was telling me, that at one point he had gotten in so much trouble, all he had in his room was a bed, and that was it. So, I don't know. I like the way they handled that, man. It's kind of an old school mentality.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is that you're your brother's keeper, and if one person falls, we all fall. I mean, it's a lot like what Nick was saying when we were talking to him a couple weeks ago. You know, if someone's failing on the team, we're all failing. You know, like that means that person's needs help and needs one of his brothers to help lift him up. And you know, that's what was so special about that school, and that's what really spoke to me about us going there. That's how we treat everyone in our circle. You know, I mean, we're all here for each other, and we all hold each other up. And I just think that's that's the message. If we can push that across a lot of other platforms, I mean, I think we'd be doing a lot better than we are now.
Yeah, you're totally right about that, man. I think what's great about how they handle their business there is that they take care of each other. They lift each other up, which I think is, you know, you see a lot of that in our industry, because a lot of times, at least in our generation of our industry, you know, it's, you know, I say it all the time on this program, it's a broken band of pirates. We are the lost boys. We, you know, we generally are in the restaurant business because we didn't have any other place to go. And that's, you know, for some of us, it pays off really well, and we've done well, and we got families, and, you know, maybe other people it doesn't work so well. But I think for these boys to even have that chance to do a culinary program at their school at that level, it definitely instills that, you know, that team nature in it, which I think is really good. And we got a chance to experience that firsthand with them.
Yeah, we did. It was awesome.
You know, I think the other part about that is too, is that, you know, the menu we put together, and we worked together on that. I mean, our buddy Chef Dan was with us as well. And big shout out to the pantry in Fairfield for helping us out with the food for that whole episode. Amazing food, great store. I wish that store was closer to me, because I'd go every day. It's really fantastic. But the menu we put together, it definitely wasn't an easy menu. You know, it wasn't like an easily executable menu. It took some work.
Absolutely, it took work. And they all had hands on. I mean, they were like, I was really impressed at just how quick they adapted to the stuff that we were teaching them, because it was completely out of their wheelhouse. You know, the food that we brought and the ideas that we came with, and they were super excited to do it too. And that was what I thought was awesome. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't want to give anything away about the episode, but you know, we did some stuff with goose, and I don't think any of those kids had ever eaten goose.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah, and much less like taking it apart and made sausage. You know, we definitely had some skills in there, which was great. And the food came out amazing. I can't wait for you guys to see the food. The first episode's up right now. You can find it 24/7, anytime you want, 365. Only Good TV on YouTube. Just search Random Acts of Cooking. It's up there, man. Also, if you haven't checked it out, which I'm sure you could if you wanted, the first episode we did with the U.S. Navy is there as well. Seriously, it's awesome. Hit the like button. Just share it if you want to. We love that. But I'm happy with how it came out. Those guys did a great job. And, you know, more importantly, I think just having the opportunity to go out there and do something amazing for some people, some deserving people. I mean, listen, you know, we're both big mushes. We're kind of all about that, Jeff. Big mush. Me, you.
Huge mush.
Yeah. That's all we
are. Jolla mush.
Even Dan.
I'm a big cryer. I cry at commercials.
I cry at Sunny Delight commercials. They're so uniform. They're all, yeah, I don't know.
You play any dog film.
Hey, listen, we got a great episode tonight. We're going to talk all about social media with our good friend Vanessa W., right? We'll just go with that. She told me to call her that. I'm telling you, she's going to make fun of me. And I feel terrible, man, because my last name sucks. Hers sounds cool, and I can't even say it. And Jeff, you leave me hanging here, buddy.
No, it's I'm sorry, guys. My connection's actually messing up.
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm actually trying to answer, and it's spotty, and I'm but I think it's getting better. All so right. Hopefully, I'll be able to time it a little more. Forgive me.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you take a look at that? We'll jump on some commercial spots real quick to get that stuff out the way, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Vanessa and get the lowdown on social media and how we can be all social media superstars like she is. That sounds like a plan to me. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live here on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum and Chef Jeff. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chef Jeff Perazzi, co-host of the exciting and popular podcast Plum Love Foods Live. But I'm not here today to talk to you about our amazing podcast that airs live every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No, I'm here today to talk about a problem affecting 1 in 200 males in America. At first, what I'm going to share with you will seem like a small problem, but I assure you that if you're packing less than 3 and have to sit when you pee, you know it can be the root to many of life's problems. That's right, I'm talking about micros. This condition has always been embarrassing for all parties involved. But brothers, keep your heads raised high, because awareness is the key to acceptance, which leads me to announce a new movement. MAMPT. Micros are men too. I will be the first to pledge 10 American dollars to bring awareness to the fact that microgenitalia exists and should not have to hide. Not anymore. I urge you all to make a tiny donation as well. Every little bit matters. Every little bit helps as we inch closer and closer, millimeter by millimeter, to our modest goal. So I say, stand tall with your Napoleon. And remember, Little Richard made a deep and meaningful impact with his listeners. MAMPT.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Micros are men too. So stand up, stand proud, and know I stand with you.
This is Yair Lenscher, celebrity kosher advisor, and I approve this message.
Jackfruit, Jeffy. It's honestly the best vegan food I've ever had.
No doubt. We learned all about it on our trip in Mexico this year.
Hey, it's Chef Plum and Chef Jeff from Plum Love Foods Live talking Upton's Naturals.
Upton's Naturals is an independently owned natural foods company with a focus on meat alternatives and vegan values since opening in 2006.
Hey, that's right. Now Upton's has launched the first-to-market seasoned, ready-to-eat jackfruit in the whole United States.
With great flavors like Thai curry, original, sweet and smoky, sriracha, chili lime, barbecue. Man, I am getting hungry.
Well, you haven't eaten in 12 minutes, so that makes sense. Try it, man. This stuff is great. Amazing tacos, sandwiches, you name it.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah, me too now.
Upton Naturals, available now on Amazon.com, ThriveMarket.com, RabbitFood.com, and more.
And of course, check out UptonsNaturals.com. Let's get some tacos.
I love tacos.
Me too.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, coming back live here on a Thursday, Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy, Chef Plum. Chef Jeffy's there, too. A little technical difficulties with Jeff, but we're working it out. Not a big deal at all. You know how we do this. I used to do this show solo for years by myself. More fun with help, but, you know, if I have to do it solo, I have to do it solo. I'd rather not, but having someone with me, it's fun to talk to. But don't think that I can't do it. I definitely can. I'm very capable of it. Listen, in this world, 2019, social media, whether you're on it, whether you're not on it, whether you hate it, whether you like it, it's a thing. It's part of our life. It's super important. And unfortunately, it is important. I guess not totally unfortunately, but it is important. It's an important part of our lives. I met a guy two weekends ago, a younger gentleman who actually was, I think he was in his early 20s and isn't on any social media whatsoever. And I found that really, really strange because I didn't think that was even a thing to be that age and not be on social media, but this kid wasn't. Meanwhile, my whole career has been built on social media, it feels like. So I thought it'd be a great idea to get an expert to come on the show tonight and talk about social media and talk about these things that, can help us, tips, kind of what we can do to make our social media better, how we can make these things, kind of come to life, get more attention, get more... I just be better at it all around. And so we got to ask our friend Vanessa to come on here this evening and hang out with us. And she's got all kinds. I mean, good gosh, she's been working in TV for 5 years. She's worked at iHeartRadio, literally all over the place. A social media expert. She even takes all of her Instagram pictures and does them in the square, which I don't do, and I probably should. I'm terrible when it comes to that stuff, the square. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are joined by my good friend Vanessa. Vanessa, are you with us? I guess we're having more technical difficulties than I anticipated, huh? Let's try that again. I'm sure we can get it back on the horn. I think what it is that there's a bit of a problem when it comes to some of the... what do you call it? The internet connection seems to always make a bit of a problem. But hey, here we go. Check this out. You can probably hear the ringing on there. Vanessa, hi.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know what's going on. Is the internet acting funny across the world?
I think so. I think Chef Jeff and I are having issues today.
I don't know what that was. Jeff, are you with us too?
I'm back. Solar flares, I think. It's got to be.
Must be.
I think so.
Must be.
Mercury
anyway.
Retrograde here.
Yeah.
That's also happens.
I'm happy you're here with us, Vanessa. Thanks for joining us here on Plum Love Foods with Chef Plum and, of course, with Chef Jeff. We're very excited to talk to you. I apologize in the intro there as we were having so many technical things happening all at once that I totally forgot how to say your name. And I just said it to you before we went live.
I know. We were rehearsing, and it sounded so great.
I'm an asshole.
No worries. No, you're totally fine. All my life growing up.
You're probably used to it, right?
You know, people can't ever get it right. So Vanessa W, that is actually my Twitter handle, is what you could call me.
But wait, did you ever have a nickname, though?
V-Dubs has been my nickname.
V-Dubs. Right on. Mine was KP for a little while. Then it became V-Dubs. Plum. And if I could have picked my own nickname, it certainly wouldn't have been a fruit. Not at all.
I like it.
Yeah, so Vanessa, you and I met, I was doing some stuff with, I'm kind of a regular on the TV station you work on. We have some mutual friends, and then we kind of did some projects, and you and I became good buddies when it comes to that stuff, and I thought it would be a great, a cool opportunity for people to hear you talk and your perspective, because you're so knowledgeable when it comes to the fun world of social media.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. I mean, I love talking about social media. I love talking about digital strategy, marketing strategy, all that. I'm a total nerd when it comes to it. So I really appreciate the time and you reaching out.
Oh, of course.
Working with you in the past was great. I loved seeing you in the studio
you're too
and
nice.
Everything.
You're too kind. Well, here's the thing. It's funny because you think of something as social media, but even in, careers of people, all careers, I mean, chefs, even like what Jeff and I do, it's such an important part of what you do. You kind of almost have to do it, don't you?
Exactly. You do have to do it. These days, if you are a product, if you have a service, if you are a brand, you have to be where the people are. And a lot of people spend their time on Facebook. A lot of people spend their time on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. All these channels, people spend their days on them. They're at the grocery store, they're on their phone scrolling mindlessly. But if they see a post that is exciting to them or really engaging, then they're going to want to be involved with your brand. So it's important to really position yourself across all these different social media platforms. I know it's a lot, and a lot of people are like, wow, it's really time consuming to get it right. Or on the flip side of things, they're like, oh, you do social media, you just post all day long. There's a lot to it, and I always call it a science.
Wow. Interesting. Why do you call it a science? Like, why is it more of a science to you?
There's a lot of algorithms and technology behind all these different platforms. Facebook utilizes different weights behind how they surface your posts. Typical pages only reach probably about 0.2% of the total fan base within a news feed. So it's important to really be eye-grabbing. If your content is engaging, then they expand that content out to more people. It's really a science, and you have to be more calculating than any normal person thinks. It's not like running your own Facebook profile page where you're putting up photos of you and friends or family or staying in touch. The business aspect of it is really strategic.
Well, it's funny because I was going to ask you specifically about this. Like, I don't do a lot of Facebook. You know, it seems like every time I log on to Facebook, you know, my mom's friends start hitting me up and want to know what I'm doing. Like, I don't know. I just don't find it very conducive to what I guess. Here's the question. Is it important still, or can we focus more things like, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and stuff like that?
I think Instagram is probably the place to be right now. It's the hottest platform. It's where more of the younger audience is. Everything really takes place in Instagram stories because they do disappear. They're engaging content. You don't have to worry about something being up there permanently per se. Facebook is still important because of the broad audience base. So people still like pages. They're still going on there as force of habit. Maybe they're not posting a lot, but they're still kind of lurking. So it's important to still put content out there, but I wouldn't invest as much time as building up your profile on Instagram per se, both your account as well as on Instagram stories. You could even venture into IGTV as well. That's where a lot of content is being successfully also launched and maintained.
Yeah, it's IGTV is definitely becoming a thing I'm hearing more and more about, especially in the past 2 or 3 months. I mean, probably the past 2 months or so, people are talking way more about that. But when it comes to Facebook, I think one of the things that people like about Facebook, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is the analytics. Like, you can see so much information about people.
Yes, there's so much data. Again, Facebook is a data company, not a social media company.
Yeah.
I could target an ad specifically to specific people in a specific age group, in a specific location. I know their habits. I could figure out which types of websites they're interested in. There's a lot of data, and I'm sure you've heard all the hacking behind that and how it's been used for election tampering and things like that, just because it is a voluntary place where people are putting out their information. All your friends are on there. You're using your authentic name. It's not like MySpace anymore. Like back in the day, you're just making up a username. These are authentic people. They're putting up real photos. They're using facial recognition software as well as different AI that's able to detect things in photos, in videos, in audio clips. They're very, very, very advanced, and a lot of people don't really know that. But Facebook also owns Instagram. So they do have analytics, just not as many at this time just yet. They are working on it and being able to roll that out shortly too.
You would have hated my MySpace page. I was the guy that when you went on, like, all the shit happened at once. Like, you go on my page and there's music and there's video and then, like, there's all these people. There's so much shit at once. Like, because the funniest part was, that's almost, if you remember, we had to, like, when you put things on your MySpace page back in the day, it was like you had to code it. You had to copy the HTML. You had to copy and post it. And remember that? You had to post it in there.
Exactly. You had to know basic HTML, which not everybody knows that anymore, but
it's crazy, man. I don't know. It's definitely an interesting thing to see. So when you see somebody like a chef or something like that, this may not be in your wheelhouse because it's a little bit different. But talking about from a food standpoint, because listen, food on Instagram is definitely a thing. I mean, it's a massive part of Instagram, at least in my world. But I'm sure there's tons of pictures of everything. But there's a lot of food pictures. I would argue that everyone on Instagram has a food pic somewhere on their profile.
Always. People are always taking photos in restaurants. You see that happen.
Oh, no doubt about it. But what's the best way? So if you have a picture, I'm posting a picture. I'm Chef Plum. I have a decent following. I'm posting a picture. What should I hashtag it? How should I hashtag it? I used to put them at the bottom of the page, but my friends are now telling me don't do that anymore. I mean, at the bottom of my post.
I would kind of mix them into your caption, just don't use too many. I know a lot of people are guilty about just stacking all these hashtags at the bottom of their posts, and it's really not going to do you a favor. I would stick to three to four hashtags. Always add a location tag. People really? Do.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You click on them and they discover different images that are tied to that location. I've seen a lot of, particularly, I think, like hairstylists, they use different location tags, but they're locations within a neighborhood, not particularly their salon or anything that has to do with it. They're just surfacing somewhere where a lot of people are aggregating photos. So that's kind of like a little trick as well.
So doing a location is important.
Yes, doing a location is important on Instagram.
But what if I don't want people to find me?
Then go private. Social media is about being social.
No, they can find me on. I want my account to be, you know, like not to be public, but like if I don't want them to be like, oh, well, he's over here in West Hartford, so I'm going to go there.
I mean, you don't have to put that location right in at that specific time. I know that I don't really do that because I don't want people following me around. Or you could put a totally different location where you're really not.
That's fun.
Yeah,
that's definitely fun. I like to use parts unknown. That's my favorite one. Parts unknown.
Plus your chest.
Yeah. So Jeff, dude, you're kind of you don't even touch Facebook anymore, do you?
No, I got rid of my Facebook.
Yeah, I think I see a lot of people doing that. How about Snapchat, Vanessa? Is that something we should all be doing?
Snapchat is slowly declining, just because Instagram essentially ripped them off completely.
Totally right.
Yeah, but there still is an audience base there. People still go there. They like the little filters that you could put on your face. Messages one-on-one to friends, I think, is more of what the Snapchat kind of environment is these days.
And I feel like there's a whole third tier of social media. You know, there's like TikTok. Like my kids do. Yes. TikTok. Like I think it's fun. Like I'm going to make a TikTok account.
Yep, I would suggest that. It's really entertaining. It's more mindless content, but perfect. It's somewhere where people come for entertainment.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to do that, Jeff. We need a TikTok account for sure.
Wife just did one.
Did she really? Mm-hmm. That's fun.
You know, and that would be great for food, too, in preparation of food or making something fun. You just really got to think outside the box because each different social platform has its own features that that make that social platform what it is.
Man, so we had we have a lot of people talking tech on here lately these days. A couple weeks ago, we had a guy from The Spoon come on. He was a tech writer, and he's talking to us about robots that are going to be in restaurants and in stores. And we have a friend of mine, Miss Metaverse. She's a futurist. She studies the future. Whoa. So, Jeff, I think between Miss Metaverse, the guy from The Spoon, and Vanessa, I think we're ready for Skynet to go active. Like, I think we can probably handle it now.
You know it. I'm pretty confident with that combination.
Mm-hmm. I think we saw. Look, we have knives. Me and Jeff, we're big dudes with knives. That's good, right?
We're no match for robots. I've seen DARPA videos.
Hey, you can say that about yourself, but don't you freaking put me in there. I'm a champion.
You are a champion, but I've seen the Terminator, man. Tanks are big.
Yeah, but they're slow. They can't out. The T-800? Come on.
All right, I got you.
And I'm going to go to that cabin in the new Terminator movie. I'm going to find Arnold and bring him to come help me.
Bro, I'm a ride or die. I'm with you.
Sorry, Vanessa. This is a thing we have going on. I do apologize. So you spent some time in radio, too, which I think is pretty interesting. I talked to, you know, I'm pretty close friends with a bunch of radio people here in our state. And I feel like I'm seeing like a resurgence. I thought radio was dying. And you're seeing almost a resurgence of local radio kind of coming back in. And especially me, I have three kids and I get up in the morning and it's safe. And I have my, you know, Anna and Raven on every morning. And you know, I'm good friends with those guys. And then when I go do their show, I've actually got to co-host several times. And I get a lot of, like, feedback from doing that now. I mean, local radio is not dying, is it?
No, it's definitely not dying. It's kind of a place where people start their days. They have their morning shows that they listen in on. They feel like they're part of a community. And I always believe that radio is the first social network. People would sit around a radio and they would talk about the topics of the day or something relevant. And, you know, if you're driving into work, you're listening to the radio and you listen to conversation, you're like, wow, yeah, that's a great point. Or you think that these people are your friends because
absolutely,
you start to identify with them and you want to jump into their conversations. So for them, it's really important to actually utilize that social media as a two-way conversation, because radio broadcast, TV broadcast, it is one person talking to many people. But social media, taking those people one step further and putting them on social media where they're able to engage in a conversation is the next evolution of radio. And I think that's why it's so important. It isn't dead. TV isn't dead either. None of these mediums are dead. They're just evolving with the technology that we have, and they should really be implementing and kind of embracing that instead of being scared, because things are going to change. TV and radio have been around for many, many years.
Right.
And now it's just people are listening to radio on their phones, or they're watching TV or video on their phones. They're taking it everywhere. So I don't think both of those mediums are dead. They're just evolving in a different way.
Yeah, I think it's in a weird spot for it, to be honest with you. And just so with radio, I've always been a giant radio fan. I was a giant talk radio fan my whole life. I was a big Opie and Anthony fan. Don and Mike, Ron and Fez, I love talk radio my whole life. And it's funny, you're right, because you do feel like once you listen to these guys, you listen to these shows on a daily basis, you feel like you know them. And I've been doing this particular program now since 2014. And people come up to me all the time and just start telling stories and talking to me as if I'm their best friend. I'm like, I don't know your name.
Yeah.
I mean, it's remarkable how much that happens, especially at big festivals like Mohegan Sun and whatnot. It's people do come up and do that. But talking about radio not dying, yeah, I agree with you. TV not dying. I think cable TV is dying. I think cable TV is going to be, maybe dying is the wrong word, evolving. It's going to be a thing of the past. I mean, we all, listen, there's no sense in paying that much money what we all used to pay anymore. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, you have your Netflix, you have your Hulu, you have your HBO Go, you have all your little bundled packages. Everything really is on demand these days, except for live events.
Well, the only reason I have DirecTV still is for football. And next year, that's all changing. So I'll be away with
it. Actually watch football games on Amazon Prime, too.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Right. So the whole thing is changing. I don't think the content is going away. It's the way we consume the content is changing, because we all have these 5-inch screens in our pockets now.
Mm-hmm. And people's attention spans.
Do you find that in your current job where you work at a news station that you see that? You see more and more people are watching things digitally, you know, as opposed to actually tuning into the actual programming on television?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's really why I lead a staff of digital people. We put up videos as soon as they happen. People expect that from you these days. We had a plane crash here in Connecticut. People wanted to see what was happening that instant. Cut a video, put it up on Facebook, put it up on the website, pushed it in the app. They expect that to be kind of put into the palm of their hands, which is their devices. They're not going to wait around for a newscast. So more people are engaging and consuming with that content on the go. They're not going to wait till 5 o'clock.
But is that a hard transition? Because, listen, all these stations and everywhere, even in radio and stuff, like it's, you know, sometimes the hierarchy of it is a little bit, you know, they tend to skew a little older in the demo. So it's, you know, maybe they're not quite, maybe they don't think it's quite as important. I think, you know, definitely where you work at is a little bit, might be a bit of a different story. They do tend to lean on that more. But some of the places, is it hard to get, you know, the budget to do that? Like, we want to send somebody out there and do Facebook Live. Like, are they cool with that?
Yeah, I think some organizations, they kind of might need a little bit of a nudge because they're comfortable in the space that they're in, but it's quickly dying, and your audiences for traditional media are skewing older. Your younger audiences need to know things now. They need to be presented content in a different format. It needs to be quicker. It needs to be out of the gate a little bit faster moving. It needs to get to the point faster. The structure is different for both radio and TV when it comes to digital content. So I think a lot of the companies that I've worked for, fortunately, do see that evolution, and they're willing to invest in it in order to make their business thrive. If they're not investing in it, then they're going to die out pretty quickly.
You know, you can get this very program you're on right now on iHeartRadio. Yeah, that's right.
That's awesome. Good. That's a little app I helped create.
Is it? It's a great app. I use it. It's fantastic.
I love it.
Actually, just talking about that for 2 seconds, it's remarkable when you see when someone figures out how to take all these outlets that podcasts and shows like this air on and put all the numbers together in one place, they're going to be a billionaire. Mm-hmm. You know, the hard part about what we do here is, and maybe you should figure it out because you could make tons of money and then you could like give me, we think, Jeffy, 85% because it's kind of my idea. All right, so you're going to do this. We'll take 85%. You can keep the rest for yourself. Does that sound like a deal?
Sweet.
Nice.
Deal.
But they, what happens is, like this particular show now, I mean, we do very well. We trend in iTunes and all the other good stuff. But like, there's so many like fourth party platforms that the show airs on, like Podbean and these weird different platforms. But you can't get all those statistics in one place yet. You know, you don't know what's happening with that because they all come in at weird different times. Have you heard anything about podcasting and how that works? Is someone trying to figure that out?
I mean, some of these servers are on different platforms, so maybe they just don't all communicate with one another.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, and the competition, too. If there's one podcast provider, they probably want to keep all their data to themselves and not really share that out just yet, so that other people don't copy their successes or see where their downfalls are to be able to see an opportunity.
Right.
But podcasting is definitely on the rise. It's one of the biggest audio technologies right now.
What platform, what media has more listeners than Joe Rogan? None.
I don't. Yeah.
Nobody.
It's huge. Yep. Nobody.
9 million people download his program. That's insane.
Yeah. That's huge. Huge numbers worldwide.
That's crazy.
Yeah. People are just dying to get information or be entertained or see new content or, you know, just like radio, they're listening along and saying, this is something that I'm really interested in. I want to jump into this conversation. I want to be able to learn more about something that I am really attuned to.
Totally.
So I think it's such a cool evolution to really see the uptick in so many different podcasts from different genres, different topics. Some of them are a little bit longer, some of them are shorter. It's really great.
Well, that's why I'm glad I have super smart friends like you who can help me out as the future gets older, because I'm not getting any younger, so it'll be very helpful.
I'm right there for you.
Jeffy, why don't you throw her plugs out there and tell people where they can find out more information about Vanessa. Or not. I'm telling you, the internet is against us tonight. I don't know what's going on. See, Jeff's in the city right now, and normally it's a little bit different situation. It's a little bit easier to talk, but I guess the internet, or like you said, the solar flares that are going on. You guys can find more information if you want to on Instagram. You can follow Vanessa at I'm going to spell it for you guys. It's a little bit it doesn't sound like it's spelled at Vanessa. Votushek, Shuck. That's Wojtusiak on Instagram. Follow her there. She does all of her pictures in square, which is fun. Why do you do that?
That's just my theme. I don't know. It's something I picked up a while ago. I know Instagram already makes things square, makes things bigger, but it's kind of a unique way for people to stop in their newsfeed and say, hey, what is that picture? Or zoom in on it so they're spending more time looking at my content, which in the long run adds up into my profile. It's a whole strategic thing, Chef.
You're super smart. Look at you. You're super smart. And of course, you can follow her on Twitter at Vanessa W on Twitter. Vanessa, so Twitter really has become my like morning newspaper. I don't really post on Twitter so much anymore or interact so much, but I would go on Twitter in the morning with my coffee and kind of look at it's where I get my news feed. You know, I kind of look and see what's going on. I mean, I think you're seeing more and more people do that now, right?
Yeah, Twitter is one of the only platforms that really doesn't have as much of an algorithm as the other platforms. And people post news as it happens. Breaking news, it will come into your news feed. Trending topics, you're able to see all the conversations that people are having around a specific keyword, phrase, or hashtag. So it's a really great way. That is my first thing that I do in the morning, too. I go through Twitter. I look at the different categories that they have set up for me, whether it's trending news for me, technology journalists. I have different columns that are set up for my, I guess, trending or what I should look at. It's very news heavy, of course, which is why I love Twitter. Twitter is one of my favorites, except for Instagram. But I'm on there all day long, always engaging with people. I might be in a meeting and I'm tweeting things or I'm looking at information. It's just a constant flow of information. It's really creative. And the people that you meet on Twitter or engage with, they're some of the best people out there, I think. So
really? Because I find Twitter to be like the worst place ever.
No. Well, for
terrible.
Me, in the tech journalists or people that are in social media, it's a great place to kind of collaborate and see what's going on. But for the normal, I guess, day-to-day person with politics or something like that, I could absolutely see that. But it's whoever you follow.
Right.
And you could always mute people.
I've done that a lot. I've muted and blocked a lot of people.
I find it entertaining, though.
Fair enough. So what do you think? So you've gone from doing radio to doing television and kind of being all over. You've even worked at Capitol and Virgin Records, right? What'd you do there?
I did. I was in the radio promotions department. So I worked with Katy Perry and Lenny Kravitz at the time and a couple of other bands and musicians. So it was fun to be on the other side of radio at the record label level and really trying to get radio to play the records.
Yeah,
I know they call them records, but they're not really records, but that's the lingo.
I need to introduce you to a really cool platform that's kind of starting to get some traction, done by my friend Ryan Starr. It's called Stationhead. You ever heard of it?
No. What's that?
So Stationhead, it's a platform where you basically can become a radio DJ, and they have deals with Spotify and Apple Music, and you can go on and broadcast a radio show and play music and do like a music show. It's all very music-based, and it's really, really cool, and they've done some pretty big names on the platform now, and Ryan's a pretty well-known musician as it is, but you go on there, you create like a social media type profile. You have followers, you follow people, but you broadcast and you interact with them by creating your own radio shows. And you can play. You have rights to every song off Spotify and off Apple Music. It's very cool.
That is awesome. I actually heard something like that a couple of years ago. It was more of a virtual DJ, like you create your little avatar and people walk into your room and you could play DJ. I wish I remembered the name of the platform, but it was kind of cool. I don't know if it's still around.
Shoutcast. Is that what it was called?
Maybe.
I feel like that might have been it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This almost becomes like you create your own radio shows and you can archive them and you can be on other people's shows. And you know, like I've hung out with David Cook on there. I've hung out with John Bon Jovi on there. Like it's pretty cool, the people you can hang out with on the platform.
That is cool. It kind of breathes new life into radio too, because I know a lot of personalities are kind of syndicated across the country, so it's harder and harder for newer talent to go in. But with this opportunity, you could still kind of build your audiences and share it on social media and kind of encourage people to listen or, you know, join you on that.
Absolutely.
Sounds interesting.
It's pretty cool. I'll send you a link for it. It's pretty cool. I dig it. I'm about to go back on it full time. I haven't been on in a while, but it's pretty fun. I want to talk about YouTube for a second, because YouTube changed a bunch of their rules and their algorithms and how people can make money on it. I mean, YouTube, is it? I've always been under the impression, and kind of the rule of thumb for me has been, if you post something, if someone has to click on it or something, or click on it more than once, then you lose half the viewers immediately. Is that true? Because I know a lot of people post content, but they'll post like a YouTube link and then wonder why they're not getting all the views.
Yep, exactly. I think you have to make it as easy as possible for people to watch your videos. You have to share them appropriately too. Like Instagram videos or photos, don't share them on Twitter, because Twitter will just turn it into a link and people don't want to take that extra step in clicking. because a lot of people are just lazy, I guess.
Well, with Twitter, like, I don't really post anything on Twitter, so I do the whole thing where just, you know, post from Instagram to Twitter. I shouldn't do that. Is that what you're saying?
No, definitely okay. Don't do that. I always encourage people that you have to have your own voice for every single different social platform. So, like, Twitter, short and sweet, using hashtags, versus Facebook, which is a little bit more long form, no hashtags. I wouldn't just spread your content with one click to like five different social networks.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Well, it's tough because, you know, I have three kids. I work 15 full-time jobs. I want to post something. And if, you know, I try to focus on Instagram more than anything else, and then it just kind of, click here to put it on Twitter. It seems easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I was saying from the beginning too. A lot of people think it takes a lot of time to be able to do it right. But with scheduling tools, it's very easy to be able to do that too. You could do it natively on business pages and Instagram now as well. There's some apps that do allow you to schedule out posts.
I mean, we did a lot of that with Restaurant Road Trip, where we would write it out and then have it post like at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning or something like that, which is pretty great. And, you know, that content itself, I thought it's amazing when you do content like that, that's local, and it gets the amount of views and the amount of interaction that we got with that. Which I think you're seeing more and more of. Is that what you guys, you know, when you're at your current day job now, you try to get content, is it more about the views or is it more about the interaction?
It's more about the interaction. That's always the most important. It's like if you have a million followers, but nobody is engaging with your photo or is watching your video, then what's the purpose of those million followers?
Right.
You have to have people that are actually compelled to click on your video, your photo, you know, like your post or comment. That goes a lot farther than just the sheer amount of followers. I know a lot of people that are just obsessed with adding followers, but none of their photos on Instagram get, you know, likes.
Yeah.
So it's kind of,
that's why it's really
it's
easy.
A little weird.
You can tell people who buy their followers really quickly. It's mm-hmm. You know, you can just tell. And it's funny that people still do that, but they do. I mean, I was just dealing with one today, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkable how that happens. And I don't know. How do you have 50,000 followers, but you get, you know, 60 likes on a picture? I just don't get it.
Yeah. People have to kind of be more aware of that because they're like, wow, this person has 50,000, you know, Twitter followers. They must be an influencer,
right.
But then none of their content makes sense. So you really got to think about it and say, okay, interesting. These people probably aren't engaging because the content that they're posting either isn't resonating or they're just buying followers, which also happens.
Well, for a long time, though, before Twitter made a bunch of changes, I had a bunch of bot followers, which I had nothing to do with. Like, you just start getting all these weird follows. I don't know who they are, and they would just follow you. And, you know, when you start researching it, they're bot follows or something, or mm-hmm. ad follows. I don't know what you call them, but...
Yeah, Twitter's been really policing all that, the bots, and taking them down, like, thousands per day. So,
yeah.
They've been really cleaning it up, which is great because you want to be able to have authentic content, and that's what social media is about. Even though some stuff isn't authentic on Instagram, people use filters all the time, and then you look at that person, you're like, wait a minute, that's not you.
That's not real. Wait a second.
So always a word of caution, and that's something too that I get a little scared of for younger kids or people that are really impressionable, because you see all this positive content or you see someone that's really beautiful, but that's not what they are in real life. So there's always a word of caution.
We're all beautiful people. We're all beautiful, right?
I know. We are all beautiful, but always a word of caution.
I'll ask you that next time I see you at the bar. You're like, no, there's ugly people everywhere. Fuck these people. What's the favorite thing you do at your job? What's your favorite part?
I just love being able to experiment and see what does well on social media, what people are reacting to. I love numbers. I'm a big analytics nerd, but I'm also super creative. So I like to think outside the box, but then look at those analytics and say, wow, this was successful. Or, you know, I tried to be creative this way, but that didn't really meet the mark. So having that flexibility and taking risks is also big with digital. There really isn't a blueprint to follow. Again, coming back to all the algorithms and the types of content that you're producing is really individual and personal to either you or your brand. So taking those risks and seeing what's happening, I think is the most kind of rewarding thing.
Wow, you sound so
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Professional there.
Do I?
You do. You really
this
do.
This is my nerd speak here.
It was very professional. I kind of felt like I was in the principal's office. I'm like, am I in trouble?
No, thanks.
Hey, so if you're gonna give people like a top three things that could help them expand their Instagram account, just to be very specific and keep it simple, what would those things be? Like, what would be the top three things you would tell someone to help expand and grow their brand on social media, such as Instagram?
Okay, focus on Instagram stories. That's big. Add polls or those interactive elements, the stickers, to further increase engagement right. on those pieces of content. Use location tags. That's also important to really expand out where your content's being seen. If your page is public, again, people could click on those locations and see other photos that are grouped in there. That's also how you could maybe follow different accounts that are similar to yours and definitely like their photos and comment on their things. That way you're growing a reputation on all those platforms as well. It's really important to interact and be social. Thank people for leaving a comment when appropriate.
Right.
Just kind of be a human.
Yeah,
I think that's what it's all coming back to.
To interact with people who comment on Instagram. I think it's important to do.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, you don't have to comment on all of them, but you could give them a like if it's on, you know, totally. Facebook, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it on Instagram, too. You can like the comment. Yeah, I think it's important.
Yeah, and switch up your content, too. Don't only do photos. Do some video. Do different things. Switch up your captions. Use hashtags.
Man, very, very
You know,
cool.
I charge a fee for the rest of the stuff. No.
I was going to say, I think I'm logging your hours here as you're talking to me about these things. Hey, you're great on TV, too. Loved your segments, Tech Tuesdays. Those were a lot of fun. What's the story? Are we going to have some more of those?
Potentially. I might be doing it on my own, breaking out, but I don't know.
There you go.
If there's enough of demand, maybe I'll do something on YouTube or Instagram. I don't know. I want to hear what people think.
Hashtag DIY. That's what I'm talking
yeah.
about. I believe in that hardcore. Hey, you got to help me, Vanessa. I've had to shut down 3 fake Chef Plum accounts. I'm trying so hard to get a verified thing. You got to help me.
Oh, geez. You know how many questions I get all the time from people that are asking me for verification. Chef Plum, I might be able to help you out, but
I get questions,
everybody else...
and I'm not even verified. I don't even know why. It's hysterical.
That's actually my number one thing that people message me for. Or I even get text messages from people that I've talked to once. Can you get me verified?
Oh, my God.
It's very difficult. Twitter shut down their verification for a while because they had a big backstory about that. But I think all these platforms are trying to figure out the best way for verification because some people think of it as a status symbol and other people just need it to prove who they are or brands to make themselves credible.
I shut down 3 fake Chef Plum accounts on Instagram, which were hysterical, I was kind of flattered by them. Actually, I didn't want to shut them down. And I sent a picture of my driver's license to mm-hmm. Instagram. I thought that would probably be the thing, and it still hasn't been. I don't know what you have to do. I don't know how to do it. I have no idea. And I know there's different people for different things, but it's definitely not an easy thing to have happen, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not easy at all. And it doesn't even come down to how many followers you have.
No,
people
definitely
could have
not.
2 followers and be verified. If you have 200,000, you might not be verified. So it's all within kind of their realm and what they think of your account and how many times you post and how active you are and a bunch of different things that I'm not even 100% sure of.
It's so crazy. Hey, quick question for you. 2 quick questions. Something else I want to ask you, then we'll get you out of here. And I appreciate your time tonight, Vanessa. You're so fun to talk to.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like sitting under the learning tree. Like I stopped drinking, if that helps. Like, you don't understand. I don't stop drinking on the show and been talking to you. I stopped drinking.
Like I'm sharing my knowledge with you, or yeah. at least I'm trying to.
It's weird. Like, and I'll bet you're not even drinking, are you?
No, I'm not. What? It's a little late for me.
Come on, stop it. Stop. My, I have to get
I have some water.
Now. I have some water. You're super exciting. I think the last time I saw you at the bar, you were drinking water too, weren't you? No, you were probably having a real cocktail there.
I had a cocktail. Yeah.
hey, so with YouTube, just a quick question with how much they've changed stuff on YouTube. We can't promote YouTube like we are so used to promoting things. What do you think is the best way to promote content on YouTube? We have a great new, you know, our series, Random Acts of Cooking, the next episode. We have an episode that just went up. It's a 3-part series. It's doing okay, but it definitely doesn't go like it used to because of the way you promote things. What's the best way to promote a YouTube video?
Again, interact with other channels that are similar to yours. People who are commenting on, you know, really popular channels might see yours, and just having that exposure. I know it's a lot of probably manual work to be able to do. Use those tags as well. Tags are important to put on your YouTube videos because it surfaces. YouTube is owned by Google, obviously, so they're heavy on SEO, which is search optimization.
Right.
So yeah, I guess tags and again interactions too, because YouTube is a social network. People comment, people share, people like, people favorite, they follow your channel. A big push for that is also important to do on your videos. Like, hey, if you like this video, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Then you get alerts when there's a new video available.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. We'll definitely keep that in mind for it. That's, you know, it's not my channel. That's the problem. So I have to share their content, you know.
That's true.
That's the way it goes. It's difficult because it used to be so easy to do, and you can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I know. They're changing. They're always changing. Cracking down on a lot of things as well.
Do you think if I just offered to make them dinner, that they would help me with it or no?
Is that bribery?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. You know, that's the way it goes. Listen, Vanessa, you're so fun to talk to. I could ask you 45,000 other questions. I'm kind of a dork, too. I'm not saying that you are, but I kind of am.
So oh, I fully embrace it.
Yeah, I mean, I could ask you so many more questions, and I would love to do that, but I'm afraid we're going to bore everybody to death with my questions because they're going to get really techie and sound silly, and I'll use words like algorithm, and it's not going to be very helpful. But always love chatting with you. I appreciate your time tonight. You're so fun to talk to, and hopefully we can check in with you down the road when we have a – and I apologize for our technical issues tonight, which maybe – could you email the internet and ask them to fix our technical issues?
Yeah, no problem.
Sweet. That's what I'm talking about. There you go. Hey, long term for you, are you thinking about are you at WTNH? Is that like we're here, we don't have any other long term plans? Or can you do any outside work aside from that? Are you like locked into a contract?
We'll see where life takes me.
That was like 5 questions in one. Wasn't it? That was very good.
This is a very loaded question.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't know. And you did good answer there. You said, we'll see what happens. But
yeah, we'll see what happens. That's it. I love technology and social media and internet and media. So we'll see where life takes me. But I'm always available on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all the platforms if people need or have a question or want to pick my brain.
Just don't ask her to verify you. She can't do that.
Yes, please don't do that because it's very annoying.
I'll text you later.
Alrighty.
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Vanessa, thank you so much. You guys make sure you can follow her on Twitter at Vanessa W on Twitter. And, of course, on Instagram, which she said she cares way more about Instagram. She actually said Twitter sucks. Instagram's her favorite.
Hey, I never said
I'm
that.
I'm kidding. At Vanessa Votushuk, right?
Yeah, good luck trying to spell that.
Wojtusiak on Instagram. Follow her there. You can't miss her. She's verified. She's a blue check. You can't miss her. It's right there. You know, she's there for you. So follow her there for pictures of ice cream, pictures of work, and all in little tiny square boxes. It's great. Vanessa, you're awesome. I appreciate your time tonight. I look forward to talking to you on down the road.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
Always. We'll talk to you soon, Vanessa, okay?
All right. Talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
There she goes, guys. Our good friend Vanessa, she's fantastic. She works over at Channel 8, the same place where my show used to air. Love talking to smart people like her because it really does shed a little bit of light on these things. And Jeffy, I don't know if you're underwater still. Are you with me or no?
I don't. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she was She was amazing. I have really terrible service, so it was like kind of spotty in and out. But I mean,
I got your text. That's why I kept just talking.
Under the learning tree for sure. I felt like so many things I wanted to ask her.
Well, we'll get her back on the show for sure. She's great, and she's really sweet and really nice. And she would definitely. I felt bad that we had technical issues with her on here, but I mean, it happens. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, so down to earth, and like you said, just so smart, and like. I just feel like a wellspring of knowledge, especially about the technology that's changing so fast.
Right. You know, I mean, literally, she said she's going to email the internet for us and see if she can get the problem fixed.
Thank God.
Thank God, that's for sure. It's funny because now I can hear you.
Yeah, well, I was kind of afraid to talk when she was talking and you were talking. Because, you know, if you go to chime in and it just sounds like a bubbles, I thought that would be ridiculous. When I mean, she was like saying really smart stuff and... You know, most of my introductions aren't that great.
No, I think they're pretty good, man. You sent me a pretty good question, but I couldn't get to it with her. But
well, that's what I mean. She was talking, and she was like, all my questions were like evolving as she was talking too, and then it would get spotty. Like I'd be like, oh, I'm going to say, and then there'd be like, I would think it's a break in the conversation, but it was really my poor connection.
Right.
Well. You know, and it was like.
It's funny because now your connection sounds good. I wonder if it was just so much bandwidth.
That would be amazing if it was. I was in the closet, and then I came out.
What?
because the connection was bad in there, and then it continued to be bad out here.
Well, we can talk about it, man. You might be on. See, most houses have the 5G connection and then the regular connection, and a lot of times the 5G connection is really good when you're close to the router. But if you're not, it's bullshit.
But you know what it is? We don't have the 5G connection yet, and I'm moving out of this apartment soon. So I'm not going to push to get it done. Here.
Well, we'll figure it out. But I can hear you now, so we can chat for a few more minutes here. But you know, I think it's great when you find these people who are just—I mean, listen, this is a whole area of the world, you know, from a profession standpoint that wasn't even a thing. I mean, when you and I were graduating high school, you know.
Yeah, it's changed so fast and so quick. It blows my mind. I mean, we were talking about MySpace to where we are now with, you know, Snapchat and TikTok and things like that. It's crazy.
I mean, the TikTok thing is definitely an interesting thing. I mean, I'm thinking about making an account. It's fun. I made a video with my kids tonight on TikTok. It's really fucking funny.
Yeah, all of them. Amber made one. And it's cute. I saw Amber. I'll show me.
Chef Dan just chimed in. We just learned how to type. Oh, he says on a keyboard. Okay, good. Thanks, Dan. I wasn't sure what you were typing on. I'm glad you clarified.
On a keyboard, so not on a piece of wood.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's interesting, man, to see this. Like, it wasn't even a profession, you know, and it's kind of like cooking. Like what we do and doing podcasts like this and shows like this weren't even a thing 15 years ago. And now it's like a regular thing that people are used to doing, you know? You're reading your text from Dan. I saw you.
Yeah, I did. Cause
it's interesting because like,
I love him so much.
Yeah, well, I mean... The things that we do now, it's remarkable to see where it's going to be in 5 years. Because, I mean, this podcast, while it's been the kind of the same thing, you know, we're still doing a podcast over the past, you know, since 2014. It's definitely evolved, definitely changed. The sound quality is better. You know, the calling in, the guests, everything's gotten better. I'm crazy to see where it's going to be in 5 years.
Yeah, well, we just should hope that the Dark Lords that probably control this world, when the rapture happens, allow us to continue with our podcast and make people happy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. it's
Skynet, baby. I mean, it's going to happen, right?
Right. I mean, we're heading that direction. Whenever we talk to the smart people, that's what I feel like. It's on the way. Like we're on the way there.
Single. And don't you feel like nobody wants to talk about it? Like that they're all like. Yeah, we're totally helping the robots take over everyone, and they're going to kill everybody, and it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. Yeah, that's what we're doing. But they don't want to talk about it, but the whole time I'm thinking in the back of my head, this shit's really going to happen.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming, for sure. It's coming. It's coming. I mean, no doubt about it. I didn't tell you that I was in a Stop and Shop in Westchester probably, I guess it was last week, last Friday, actually, I think what it was, when I did a food delivery, and it had one of those fucking Marty the Robot going around the store. It had one there. I was so blown away.
Did you mess with it?
No, I'm not touching that fucking thing.
I like.
I mean, there. It's just. You who would think you would see that shit, right?
I don't. You know, listen. I'm just. It's just my man. When the singularity happens and they all get connected and then decide to wipe us out, that's when it's, you know, maximum overdrive and all that other weird shit all combined.
Emilio Estevez is not on my team. Is he dead?
I don't think he's dead. I think he just. And just out of the spotlight. Or do cocaine not in the spotlight. I'm not sure what his past is.
Well, Emilio Estevez was in Maximum Overdrive. If we're going to win, we got to have him on our team. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think he was the winning factor.
Kind of.
At all. Was he?
I think so. You don't think so? It's Emilio Estevez.
No, I just feel like the chick.
When's the last time you saw Maximum Overdrive?
It's been a minute. I just remember the big green truck,
right, with the face.
I remember all the machines came and made them like pump gas.
Oh shit! And they're stuck in the gas station, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then somehow,
oh,
they, like,
what the hell? Wait a minute! Change of the whole game here, ladies and gentlemen. Chef Dave is just making a run in here on the program. Hey, Dave.
Yo.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Just got a bottle of tequila delivered to the apartment.
Yeah, I heard you were having trouble figuring out how to Google something.
Yeah, I keep forgetting about Google, man.
You have a phone. You can Google anything.
Yeah, but I forget about Google just in general.
How do you forget about Google?
Because I don't know.
You could ask Jeeves.
That's what I'm used to. I'm used to Jeeves.
See, Jeffy, he knows Ask Jeeves. Jeffy's got terrible internet service tonight, Dave.
When I was in sixth grade.
Dave, Jeffy has terrible internet service tonight, so he only hears like every third sentence I say to him.
I just said, fuck Detroit. Did you hear that?
The fuck?
That was harsh.
Whatever.
Dave, what are you doing? You're hanging out? You're having tequila delivered to you? I mean, it's New York City. None of us are really impressed by that. That's pretty normal.
It's fucking new to me.
All right, that's all that matters.
He's all riled up because I said fuck Detroit here in his voice.
I did, yeah. He got angry. He's getting hot about that.
Yeah, now I'm waiting on my fucking Chinese food here. Oh, Chinese is here.
Oh, let's. Can we talk to him?
I mean, you're on speaker.
That's what I want to talk about right there. Is it Chinese or Japanese?
Have a good one.
Yeah, hey, man, take care. He's got some people locked up in the closet. Call the police.
Don't call the police.
My niece is in his closet. Call the police.
That's fucked
I have
up.
His address. He's someplace on Broadway.
Broadway. The police. Broadway. Look at him. He's a weird looking dude. You know he's got people locked up.
Hey, we'll find you.
He uses zip ties too. He doesn't use rope. He's a millennial. He's like, I'll zip tie your ass.
Nah, you can get out of zip ties. You need duct tape. You know what works better than duct tape? Saying. Gaff tape.
Dave, how are you this evening?
Pretty good. Waiting on two more deliveries. So.
What are you having delivered?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Chaser and weed.
Okay.
What was the first one?
Chaser. Like, I got some limes and some ginger beer coming for the tequila.
Chaser.
Are you having a party by yourself? Why don't you just walk downstairs and go to the bodega, you lazy prick?
So,
is that a female yelling at you?
Yeah, Kibby came over.
Oh, how about that?
Station head Kibby?
What's up?
Station head Kibby.
Station head Kibby?
Yeah, station head.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
Wow. All right.
Kibbs.
Well, I guess we'll let you get back to your deliveries then, Dave.
Still waiting on them.
Christ, Mom, calm down.
Sounds amazing. Dave, you didn't hear, we had a great conversation with our friend Vanessa Voltschuk was on the program. She's a social media expert.
Votushuk.
That's what I said, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty close.
Is that a Russian last name?
I should have asked her. I'm pretty sure it might.
Why you gotta be racist, Dave?
I mean, we don't judge.
I'm not being racist. It's not even judging. It's not a Russian last name. Possibly Lithuanian, Ukrainian.
She's obviously not Russian. She's from the steppe.
Yeah, I mean, she's clearly from Kentucky. Yeah.
Asia Minor.
Yeah, that's a Kentucky last name, or Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Asian.
No, Dan, that's not her last name. But she was talking all about Instagram and how to grow the Instagram account and what you should do. And she was telling us more and more about how we should always use the location thing on there. You ever done that, Dave?
Yeah, I was doing it this summer, and I got a lot of likes from people I don't even follow, and they don't follow me.
Really?
Yeah, and I noticed since I went public on my account, like, there's a lot of people watching my story that don't follow me either, all within, like, the New York area.
Yeah. That's funny how that goes. Yeah. So Jeff, there you go. Proof in the pudding right there to definitely use that location tag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely...
you're looking for freaks.
Jesus. Listen, so I wanted to ask you guys this, man, before we get out of here and hashtag... it's something I was thinking about because, listen, every time I seem to turn around and look at the social media, and we're going to get real for a second, we have another chef dying or ODing or having a heart attack or something. I mean, this is a legit question for you gentlemen, and we all come from roughly similar backgrounds, and weird things have happened in our lives, and we've been through a lot of shit. Do we have a responsibility as this generation of chefs to try to change the narrative a little bit here?
Oh, man, we got a lot of work, if so.
Well, I don't like to, like, be that guy and ever be the guy who tells people what to do, but, I mean, it seems to be just running rampant these days, the amount of, I mean, just chefs dying because of, you know, and they're young, they're in their 40s, it's remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're all, like, dying from ODing. A lot of people are having heart attacks, man. Stress.
I guess. It's just, I mean, you look at people like Carl Ruiz. I mean, the guy, he ran really hard, and that can also affect things. But, I mean, teaching the next generation of cooks that, I mean, there's a different way to run this business, to be in this business. Is it a responsibility that we have to show them that, you know, they don't have to come the same way we did?
See, that's tricky because that's what drew me to cooking was the lifestyle.
I agree, and I think there's a lot to learn from that lifestyle. We've talked about to certain people on this program about that, but, you know, I do wonder, is there a line that we're starting to cross now that we need to address? I'm not saying stop. I'll always drink.
Just ready?
Go for it.
Hi, my name is Jeff Prazzi. I'm an alcoholic. Is that what you want to hear?
My name's Chef Dave. I'm an addict. Is that what you want to hear?
I'm not saying like that.
Are you calling us the mic? Is that what's going on?
You guys are being douchebags.
Is this an intervention, dude? I'm fucking out if so. All right? I have my shit under control. I can quit anytime.
Yeah, you moved to New York. You're getting fucking limes delivered so you can drink your vodka.
Tequila.
He has limes already. He doesn't need it.
I'm still waiting on the ginger beer and limes to get here. The tequila got here before the rest of it.
You know there's a bodega probably half a block down the street from you.
Yeah, man. I was using an app, and I thought it was going to be the same store, and then it's not.
Yeah, because I got to get somebody off the couch to go get that for you.
Yeah.
Some teenager urban bong heads in a tenement building that has to go out and get your food for you and shit and come
That's
up.
Right. That was my band in high school tenement building.
He needs to bring his fucking bong.
But look, I'm being serious. Like, is it a point in time where we need to show a different lifestyle?
Bro, how am I going to do that?
I like what I do. I don't really know, like, the best answer for that because, I mean, I've lived a certain way and I'm doing pretty fucking all right.
I guess.
All right.
You see the stories coming across from all kinds of people. You know, I don't know, like...
Yeah,
I drink every night. Is that bad? I don't get shit faced every night, but I drink every night.
Well, how much do you think?
Cocktail or two?
I mean, dude, you're 350 pounds. You can drink a cocktail or two. It's fine.
Twist of steel and sex appeal.
Exactly, man. Fucking twit, you're fucking tower of power.
It's fucking too sweet to be sour to man of the hour.
Dude, purple monster that will devour. Get out of the way.
That's right. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, the time is now. Space is the place. Jet plane flying, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing, son of a gun. Because make no mistake about it, Jeffy. No mistake about it. I was going to keep cutting a Ric Flair promo, but I just stopped. I was going to do the whole, Space Mountain, maybe the oldest ride in the park, Jeffy, but it definitely has the longest line. Don't ever forget that, Dave.
Don't ever forget that.
You fucking
why is that directed at me?
Well, just you're the young guy here.
You're the youngest one.
Right. All you didn't know what Google was.
I know what Google is. I forget about it.
Maybe you should Google some, get some of that Detroit casserole delivered. Yourself, a little Detroit casserole.
First I bet they delivered Detroit casserole.
I bet you could get some.
Casserole. Like, if fucking anything, Chicago style is goddamn casserole, okay?
You could get some Detroit casserole and some hard seltzer, and that's a fucking night right there.
Yo, I like how Dave wants to deter the shitty pizza police onto Chicago like it's different. Come on, man. Detroit's trying to be Chicago. That's what's the
fuck
worst
out of here. No. For one.
You got that's the info. That's
you make
problem.
The same kind of pizza, and you both shoot all your black people.
Wow, I'm going to stab you both with forks next time I see you.
They're like, oh, man, we can make that casserole way better.
And yeah, you're getting a fucking spoon.
Right? I'll give props to Detroit pizza. I think Detroit pizza is much better than the casserole we had in Chicago.
Chicago casserole was bullshit. I didn't want anything. The tomato sauce was bullshit. They put the sauce in a box.
Are both you assholes in town like tomorrow?
No, I'm never seeing you ever again.
All right, so Saturday we'll go get Detroit style pizza.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Listen, Dave. No.
What?
I don't know if we're gonna do any of that. We have to go deal with a very fun catering this weekend.
We're gonna cater, but we're getting fucking pizza, and then I'm gonna jam it into your mouth, and you're gonna eat it. You're gonna love it. It's gonna be great.
I don't know, Jeff, are you with me?
Jeff's already had it straight style. He loves it. He said it's the best pizza he's ever had. He's just being a tater.
That's not what I said. It's gonna be this story,
Jeffy. Jeffy, whatever happened to Old Plum? Well, Dave shoved his face in one of those Detroit style casseroles, and I guess he got his fill of that pizza. I haven't hit it at all tonight. I had to do it.
Yo, but on some real talk, if we're gonna reach out to anyone tonight and tell them to stop doing anything, it's probably eating that greasy shit that you call pizza.
Well, yeah. Fuck you, because I haven't had it for a while, because, I'm not in Detroit. But
dude, I'm trying to save your life, dude. Go eat a fucking salad, bro.
No, he's getting aggressive. That's what they do. When you do interventions, people get aggressive. It's okay.
Dude, I need a salad, too. Tell me that. When you see me, you should, grab my belly and shake it and be like, dude, when's the last time you had a green vegetable?
I can answer the question when the last time your belly was shaken by another man.
I remember that, too.
that was a Puerto Vallarta nightclub.
It was actually a magical night, and I will never forget it.
I forgot it already. I don't remember that night. I don't know what happened.
Okay, terrific.
Yep, no idea.
So there's definitely parts of it I doubt you remember.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and those things happen. Mexico. What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico, Jeffy.
At least we forget.
Yep. Anyway, back to Dave's intervention here. Dave?
Yeah.
It's not pizza.
Fuck you.
No.
Dave,
listen.
We love you, buddy.
We do love you. You can't get angry at me.
We can't help break your balls, man. We're just trying to toughen you up, man. Now you're in New York. I know you're Detroit tough, but, New York's different.
No, it's not. It's just fucking, there's more people.
It's a little more society, too. It's a little more culture, David. I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to make you more well-rounded.
Like a circle. Whatever. Like an oval. Whatever.
First thing we have to attack is your pizza.
Casserole.
Next will be your left side because you won't see us coming.
Oh, no. I fucking got peripherals, man. Just not straight ahead.
If you walk straight, he won't be able to tell when you get close. Do you know, I told the Neil Patrick Harris show we're going to do, Dave, that they had to scare you from the right side, because they scared you from the left side, you wouldn't react.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. MPH. Yeah.
Yeah, that's they were like, oh, man.
Yep. So, like, half the time I'm walking through, I'm not even going to be responding to, like, anything.
He won't even be scared, because you'll be like, Dave, that guy's got a chainsaw. I don't see shit.
Dude.
I think that's how it'll go, too. Oh, strobe lights fuck me up.
There's probably going to be a lot of strobe light. Well, we're not going to talk about that. That's something we're going to do.
Yeah.
There's a chance that we're all doing the show with Neil Patrick Harris on October 24th, but we're waiting for confirmation.
Doogie.
That would be super fun, though.
Yeah, it's going to be fucking dope. I'm excited.
I like fun houses.
Jeff's told me I can't call him Dr. Hauser, though.
Well, I mean, not the whole time.
You can't call
one
him
one or two Dr. Hausers.
Go ahead, Dave.
Sorry, I'm going to talk over. Yeah, don't call him Doogie.
No, Dr. Hauser.
Don't call him that either. I don't think he wants to fucking hear that anymore.
Well, we don't know. Maybe he does. Maybe he's like, this is what made my career. I don't mind. I embrace it.
That's fair. Now, like, if one of us gets hurt, we can be like, Dr. Hauser, we need your staff.
People still call me Giant Cock McGee. I don't get mad about it.
I don't know if anybody's... Have you been called that before?
Yeah, that was my nickname when I was in porn.
Alright.
In my 20s.
Learn something new about you every day.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't get mad about it. I know what made my career. I'm not shy.
Cool.
Jeff, the whole show kind of falls apart when Dave comes on.
Fuck yeah, it does.
You know, we're bringing it full circle. We're talking about addiction. We bring Dave on. We're trying a little heart-to-heart with him. Obviously, yeah. He's not ready. That's okay.
Goddamn right, it's okay.
Hey, Dave, no one's being pushy. Why are you being so aggressive, buddy? We get it.
I don't know.
And it's okay to do drugs.
Well, I'm excited, everybody, to let you know that before we call it a night, we're joined tonight by a very special guest. Dick Sherwood is joining us tonight on the program. Dick, good evening.
Why, hello, gentlemen.
Wow. Your acting chops, Dick, are fucking phenomenal. It's amazing, Dick, to hear. Yeah, that's crazy. Dick Sherwood? What the fuck are you even talking about?
Dick Sherwood. You always got to have it ready. Come in for the attack.
Sherwood.
Joined by Chef Dan joining us. Dan, did you hear the conversation with Vanessa tonight?
Most of it, yes.
Yeah, she's pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Very sound intellectual.
Yo, follow her on the Instagram because she's a pretty good follow.
Yeah.
I'm on it. You know I'm on it. I'm on it all the time.
You're always 100%. On it. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. So we're doing a quick intervention tonight before we get off the program with Dave to let him know that this Detroit-style casserole is not a pizza.
Yes, it is not a pizza. Neither is Chicago. So if he wants it to be fair, he can have it. They're not pizzas.
Yeah.
Well, because the Midwest has hot dish.
I don't give a fuck what they put. If they put it in a dish, automatically it's not pizza.
It's not goddamn. It's not in a dish.
If you can't pick it up and fold it in half and take a bite, it's not pizza.
No
fucking fuck that.
If you need a fork to eat it, it's not pizza.
You don't need a fork to eat it, all right?
You put corned beef on it and Swiss cheese, it's not pizza.
Yeah, that's not
fucking
pizza.
It wasn't. That was a Reuben one. That wasn't like the classic just pepperoni and cheese.
I've never been to Pepe's and had the Reuben pizza.
It was like classic middle-eastern white person pizza.
Whatever. I've never been to like Buddy's and had like a white clam pizza. So it's just regionally different.
Who is Buddy's? What are you talking about?
Where would you get a clam?
Buddy's is Detroit style.
What?
Unless you're cutting it off of a fucking goat.
Well, I say Pepe's, we all know it. You say Buddy's, and all of us are like, what?
Fuck that. I bet you our buddy Ben Randall knows exactly what Buddy's is. So.
No, Ben's never heard of it. I just talked to him.
All right. You know who probably knows where it is? Eminem. Eminem probably knows where Buddy's is.
You
want
to call Eminem? Text Eminem, Jeffy, and see if he knows. I bet he doesn't even turn.
Text him real quick and see. Em, what up?
He doesn't know that shit. He doesn't know that shit. I think you're making this up.
Get him on the show.
Is this going to keep going? Is this what it is?
Well, I figure we end the show with this.
Just, like, hey, you might be a drug addict and fuck your pizza. <'cause that> was-
Well, who is eating?
I don't know who's eating.
No, that was me.
I'm actually waiting to eat. So.
All right, look.
But all my deliveries, I'm still waiting on my weed, but everything else got here.
Did you call the same bodega for your weed?
Nah. I've been waiting like probably 4 hours for my weed.
Jesus. Are you wearing pants? Bro. Dan, is that you over there like unchaining the dog?
I was moving. I was in somebody's garage.
You don't even know. Just somebody's garage. Do you know who it was?
No, I knew who it was. I just don't want to be in there anymore. I went to my car.
I mean, you legit just said, I don't know. I was in somebody's garage.
I was in somebody's garage.
As if you were lost for a few minutes and went in to keep warm.
I was working with some chefs today. He was listening to the show together. We were sitting around drinking some beers, talking, smoking, listening to the show.
All right.
And he left. And then y'all called. And then I was in an awkward position to be too loud.
Well, I appreciate you hanging out listening to the program. I hope they enjoyed some of it. We had a few technical difficulties tonight through some internets, but that's okay.
No, it was a good show. I was like, you know, I was talking it up because I'm sitting there with these guys, and I'm like, have you listened to the show? Because it's really fun to listen to ideas and thoughts of other chefs, and they were like all about it. So.
Yeah, yeah. On a side note, Dan, you and I got to talk to you maybe after the program here tonight if you can hang out for a minute. We got a green light on some things. I got to run by you.
Okay.
Jeffy?
Sounds good.
Yes.
Jeffy, what did Eminem say?
He said, fuck Dave.
Damn.
No, fuck him. Fuck Marshall Mathers. How about that?
Damn.
He looks too much like Machine Gun Kelly.
What? Yeah, but the thing is, Machine Gun Kelly's from Ohio, and fuck Ohio. So.
Is that any different than Detroit?
He did know about Buddies, and he said it make the best casserole.
Yeah, Detroit. You know what? That's great. Eminem's not even actually from Detroit, okay?
Dude, he's from 8 Mile. I saw the movie.
He moved there when he was like fucking 15.
Oh, so now I'm not from someplace because I just moved there?
This is getting intense.
Pretty much that's how it goes, I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's like Tupac. Tupac ain't from
California. It's not about where you're from. It's about where you lay your head at. I think the Outcast said that.
That's a good thought.
Well, they're from Atlanta, and they claim Atlanta. And then when they go to sleep in New York, they're not going to be like, oh, I'm from New York now.
I've always been one to claim North Dakota. That's my
shit. They're about to get on some really East Coast, West Coast shit. It's getting really funky.
Right? I had to claim the middle. I'm like, yo, y'all motherfuckers don't know anything about
Iowa.
No,
that's Dave's territory. He's in the middle. That's his thing.
Virginia ain't even the South.
Easy. It's below the Mason-Dixon.
What the fuck is Virginia?
South?
Virginia ain't the South.
Mid-Atlantic?
Is that a place?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this Virginia.
It's the Mid-Atlantic.
I know there's like cigarettes, Virginia.
It's like the Allegheny Mountains.
Yeah.
You know, I hate driving through Virginia.
We got Philip Morris in Virginia.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's cigarettes?
We got ham biscuits.
Cancer?
Yeah, we got cancer.
We got cancer in Malamars, Virginia.
Fuck yeah, we got cancer. We got all kinds of stuff in Virginia.
You know what else you got in Virginia? Terrible traffic laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got 4 points on my license in Virginia.
How do you get points? You don't have points in Virginia.
And then I found out they
nothing. Wait, can you cash those points in?
Oh, get me.
I don't know.
Is that for Girl Scout cookie prizes? Also, you saw enough?
Yeah. Once you hit 11, they take your license away. I'm at 8.
They're all like
I got 11. Can I get my check?
It'll be bad. I'm like, I'm not coming to Virginia again.
All right, look, the show's falling apart. It's time to get out of here. Hey, I think next week, Jeffy, we're going to start our Ghost Hunter series.
That's what's up.
There's nothing better than a bunch of chefs trying to find ghosts for the Halloween. It's festive.
Dude, I'm super excited.
Ghosts got to eat.
Ghosts got to eat.
Yeah,
that's lined up too, man. You guys should really tune in. And really, get on YouTube and check out Random Acts of Cooking on Only Food TV right away. And, you know, like it. If you like it, share it. Leave a comment. Let us know what's going on.
They disable comments. You can't leave a comment. They disabled it.
I want to see comments. I want to see stuff like, Jeff, man, you're probably the best looking one out of the three.
Yeah. They would say that. They would be like, Jeff.
Someone's going to say that.
I'm mad at how short I look. You two giants. I'm standing between you two giants. I'm like, God damn it. I look like a midget.
Listen, can I kill this conversation right now?
You can see the outline of Jeffy's balls if you look really close.
What? Dave, you can't say you're the best looking because you're single.
No, I'm the prettiest one.
No, you're not.
Yes, I fucking am. When I shave, I look like a goddamn lesbian, and I look like a hot one. So,
what? Really?
That is like,
I'm pretty. Just say.
I think so.
I don't know, Dave.
I'll say you're adorable, Dave, but you're not the cutest.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Look, there's different levels. All right. Like Jeff, you're a zaddy. Plum, what's up? Dan, he's all like built and cut army dude, and then there's me. I'm like the.
What is a zaddy?
A zaddy is like a daddy with style.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do I get called
the dope a lot?
What's a what's up?
That's you, Plum.
Dude, it doesn't make any sense. That's a. What do you mean?
I don't
trying
know.
To end the show, now you got me learning shit.
I'm trying to figure that what's up.
Drop on gems right now.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable, Dave. Unbelievable. Dave, you really fucked the whole show up tonight.
Thank you.
You showed up late.
Oh, wait, you said fuck it up? Sorry.
Yeah, you definitely. Yeah, the whole thing went south and you came on the program. But I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Dan?
Yo.
I'm glad you came on. I was a little late to the show tonight, too, but it's always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
When am I going to get some goddamn music?
You got music. You come out silent.
Oh, okay. Yo, why isn't there a wrestler that comes out to nothing?
There was
why
one for a minute.
Just comes out and doesn't say shit and just walks around and just looks at everybody with no music.
Wolverdan, that's the wrestler.
Everyone's just complete quiet.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Dan, do you need a stripper out? Do you need a stripper outro?
I think he does. I think he does. Jeff, if you want, I can give you a little music to go with that.
Yeah, get a little music for Dan. Let's get it cracking in here.
Yeah, I think that'd make him feel a lot better for sure. Let's get it going.
Oh, ladies, down, dampen those towels on Dan, down the flip.
I don't think it's going to work. Man. Your fucking mic keeps cutting out.
Big Dan leaving the stage, dragging that beast behind him. Is that another leg, Dan? Oh.
The best part is we only caught every other word, Jeffy, because their mic kept cutting out.
Every other word.
That is terrible, man. That was gold.
I felt like you were there. Like I was with you. I could feel the emotion.
Flim Flam Dan, the rubber band man.
It worked just fine.
Dan the flip flam man.
There he goes.
That's a new one. That's a new one. That was
Wait,
terrific.
Is that his third leg or is he a tripod?
Ow!
Oh shit, hold up. Is that his third leg or is he a tripod? Alright, look. We got to get out of here tonight, man. Listen, I appreciate you guys checking it out. We're going to have these technical issues that we had the issue with tonight taken care of by next week. Dan, freaking always love having you on the program. You, Dan, the Flim Flam man. Dave, thanks for coming on and fucking up everything.
Thank you. Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime. Next week, if like you know, you guys are just planning on talking more shit, just don't call me.
What?
It's hurtful.
You
I
called
have a
us
too. Oh yeah. Well, whatever. I just won't call next week.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Dave, stop being a pussy. We were just talking shit about pizza.
Well, look, man. We were talking about pizza. Talking Dave about brings up that casserole.
Pizza, like messing with my emotions.
I know, Dave. Dave, you're like, oh, I'm not gonna call anymore because we talked about pizza. That's fucking hurtful.
That is look, hurtful. It is hurtful.
That's so, controlling. That's like a lady move, dude. That's not cool.
I'm gonna put some Sam Smith on my Instagram story and not call him the show anymore.
And write into my journal.
So yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Sam Smith and journal time for Dave.
That's right. Then I'm gonna make a friendship bracelet while I calm down.
I'll pimp.
How sad are you? You think you have enough in you to braid me a whole like a cord cover for my iPad?
Yeah, I think I can.
Do
no,
that.
I was thinking. Flavor Flav clock.
What?
Why were you thinking of a Flavor Flav clock? Just random. That's what you were thinking of.
Yeah, you know, sewing it out like the clock in the middle, and then a nice instead of just the friendship bracelet. I want the clock like outlined in the beautiful cloth.
I want it to feel. Is there a friendship clock now? See? I don't get this.
There should be friendship clocks. Listen, you can go to the website, chefplum.com.
So you think Dave is Native American, he's going to make like a weaving beaded.
Weaving. He's going to make a weaving. That's not a fucking word. You can't weave in some shit. Okay, I'm the only one that found that funny.
What? Weaving and beaded?
All right. Hold on.
I don't think weaving is a thing. I believe woven is a word.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Terrific.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for checking out Plum Love Foods Live tonight. We appreciate you taking the time and joining us. As always, make sure you follow our guests tonight on Twitter at Vanessa W. And, of course, on Instagram at Vanessa Votushuk. It's Vanessa W O. How do you spell it?
J.
You keep going.
It is W O J T U S I A K.
Follow her there.
Are you sure that's not like Russian? Or I'm just trying to figure out what kind of last name that is.
I told you
it could be Russian. She's like, she looks like a China doll.
She's a tall blonde girl. Like, she could be Russian. She could be Portuguese. I don't know. She could be Asian. It's all the same.
I could be racist. Whatever.
What? Totally. Was that? I don't think so. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Listen, next week, you guys.
If she's Asian, then she could definitely be Russian. Anyway, sorry.
God damn it. Check us out next week, you guys. We appreciate you guys joining us. Next week, we start Ghost Week here on Plum Love Foods Live. We're looking forward to it very, very much. We got some big things planned. Should be a lot of fun. In the meantime, in the between time, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Give it the time it deserves. See you guys next week.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.